Then came Fight. Brooklyn Hustle needs a lot of luck from here. It's a good yarn into the straight at the 200, followed by Propel. Brooklyn Hustle runs up behind them, is trying to get through, and she does get through. She's barged through, taken the lead. How impressive's that? From last to first, Brooklyn Hustle won easily by 3 lengths. Propel, a good yarn. What a win. Fight was fourth in the Mayfield of
Blue. Oh, it was shades of her debut at Moonee Valley, where she was simply stunning running past. Yes, 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 and she showed that explosive turn of foot first up again on Saturday. Dwayne Dunn, having his first sit on Brooklyn Hustle in a race, was the man who piloted her through those gaps and got her home for the punters, and he joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Michael.
Gee, what type of feel did she give you when she let go?
Yeah, outstanding. She's all class. As soon as you get over her neck going to the start, you knew she's a high-quality galloper, and we'd seen it before, and it was probably Saturday's event was more of a case of trying to get her back to where we know she could be at, and her acceleration was just outstanding.
Great training performance by Jason Warren. Well done to him and the team. And I saw some vision of him on racing.com. He looked, even though he wasn't trying to show it pre-race, pretty nervous because he knows the ability she's got. They've had a few issues. He'd been open and honest all week saying, look, she's not wound up. We're relying on her class and also a bit of luck. And that's where you came into play. What were your thoughts after the first couple of 100 metres as to how the race was panning out?
Yeah, I thought I was in a power of trouble at... I had the horses to the right of me that were probably the inferior ones, and you know, Propel was directly in front of me, and Good Yarn was the leader with Jared Fry. I knew it was going to kick hard, so that was the two to follow through. And just when I gave her a rub to accelerate, I thought, oh, gee, I hope this run comes, because if it doesn't, I'm going to be just run straight into the back of a Good Yarn. And to her credit, she accelerated beautifully underneath me. And she actually caught me by surprise how easy she did it, because she doesn't really travel up solid on the bridle that you think you've got all those gears under the bonnet. And, yeah, her acceleration turn of foot was outstanding. And, yeah, well done to Anthony Mithen and Rose Montine. I've spent a bit of time with her. And Jason, as you say, he was pretty nervous going into the event, because he picked up probably as easy a race as possible to kick off, and just needed everything to go right. Our concern was, leading into this, was that, you know, one soft jump out, was she really screwed down and fit enough? And he said she's about 80% fit. So she looked good in the yard. She looked tight enough to me, but she's got plenty of improvement to come. So whether she stays at the Valley and keeps running around there, or they go to Caulfield, that'll be a decision made in the next few days. But it was just fantastic to see her back and back to her best.
Does she give you the feel of a Group 1 horse?
Well, I think so. I think she can get the job done. She's 5 lengths behind Exceedance down the straight. She's beaten a length and a half in a Blue Diamond. She's been very close. And as we discussed with Jason, a lot of them horses aren't there anymore. Like Exceedance goes to stud, yes, 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 gone. So who's the next ones on the radar? And this whole Spring Carnival going forward is just a crazy time. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen and transpire over the next couple of months. So opportunities will be abound there, and if you're up and about and going extremely well, there might be nice fruits to collect on the way through.
When you're on a horse like Brooklyn Hustle, and her racing style is she needs to find her feet, get back, how much more difficult is it to ride a race on that type of horse rather than a jump and run?
Yeah, she's probably always dictated to by her run style, and it is concerning when you're back in the ruck like that, but when you know what acceleration you've got underneath, you can try and pick those runs as you're going. So it was a matter of just, bite my tongue sort of through the first half of the race, and then try and hopefully those horses in front of me get their runs that they need, and they can take me where I need to go. And if there's any sort of daylight there, you're going to be able to take those opportunities and accelerate. So good horses seem to get us out of trouble, and not that we were any danger on Saturday, but the acceleration was there when I needed it at the right time, and job done. That, fantastic for
everyone. That was your first ride on her in a race, but where do you get the feel that she'd be best suited? Caulfield, Moonee Valley, down the straight?
I can't see why she can't replicate this at Caulfield. I think, as Jason alluded to, last preparation she had issues. She didn't really come up. She didn't look good in the coat, and was still running extremely well. So I don't think it's just a matter of Moonee Valley being her track. I think she's going to be adaptable when she goes to Caulfield, and she's acquitted herself really well down the straight as well. So, yeah, she's got plenty of options going forward.
Exciting times ahead, and for you and all other jockeys, it is, I suppose, a period of uncertainty with this COVID and the further restrictions. As a jockey like yourself, I know you can't play golf now, but trying to get down to the weights, how difficult is this period and this further lockdown restriction going to be for jockeys moving forward?
Yeah, it's not ideal. Let's hope we can keep racing and keep everyone employed and give some people something to do when they're sitting on their hands. Yeah, it's making things a little bit more difficult, but I think we've shown that everyone's doing a fantastic job. The cases haven't been there. Our industry's been pretty lucky and missed most of this sort of ramification. So if we could keep racing for the next 6 weeks, it would be an outstanding effort by everyone, and let's hope we can, because that'll lead us into the spring carnival, and hopefully we've got some good results and some good racing for people to watch.
No doubt about it, Dwayne. Well said. Well done again on the weekend, mate. She is an excitement machine. Can't wait to see her back on track.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Michael.